like a Brigadier General, he spoke about the state of terror. Is there a propensity in the institution of any state to become oppressive and eventually develop brutal repression and torture as a means to control regular people? And are safeguards really possible?
Once any country departs from the rule of law, you have the circumstances necessary to brutalize people, to torture them, to dehumanize them.
But isn't it the fact that the laws themselves are used to brutalize people?
Well, if the laws depart from natural law, if they are simply an edict of a government that is itself not democratic and has no regard for the natural law, of course law can become an instrument of suppression. But if we regard the natural law, which recognizes the basic humanity and the basic rights, natural rights of human beings, well, laws enacted in that spirit and with due regard for the natural law cannot be used to suppress and brutalize.
Natural law being the background behind the American Constitution?
Yes.
Most people believe that a modern society means a civilized society.
Assuming that torture even exists even in more primitive society, do you think that civilization means that torture will eventually disappear, or that on the contrary, it will become more institutionalized, sanitized, and legalized?
If there is not a response to torture, it's like pain. You can get used to pain. Pain can feel almost normal. You can anesthetize yourself, but that doesn't mean that pain should be left in its state and it shouldn't be treated. We need to eliminate torture, period.
This brings the last question. I think this was mentioned in your speech, that polls that showed that a majority of Americans thought that torture has been justified, and even as much as 75% believe that in some instances it might be justified. Are you optimistic that this country will turn around and finally ban torture, or is torture simply a part of a culture, of any culture, and we must always be vigilant and maybe watch that it just comes back because it's part of the human nature to torture?
Well, there is always an element in some people that are inclined toward violence. And we know that when we put people in the military and they're young, if they are ill-disciplined, if there's not strict command control, you can have bad things happen, as bad things happen to those young people. When they see their comrades wounded, terribly afflicted, killed, there's an anger, there's a desire for retaliation. But that's where military discipline and the rule of law must act as a barrier and say no. You cannot do that. And in civil society, you have the same need to debate why torture is not effective, why it's wrong, and why it'll ultimately corrupt that society.
And breathing this argument, you believe, would put an end to torture?
Ultimately, you have to have people engage in this debate so that they can tell their politicians that we don't want part of this. It is foreign to our values and it degrades us as a people.
Is it something that should be part of the education in schools that are not taught? You're talking about young people going and not knowing about these things.
It's always a problem when people don't know the lessons of history, because history will tell us.
But is history taught the right way in the schools, that they're not say about these things, that they only talk about facts of battles and governments and things of that nature?
Certainly if teachers do not draw lessons from those facts, the children can miss the lessons.
Should torture be part of the curriculum in the schools?
I think it's very important, and just like I told the history tonight about George Washington and Eisenhower, these are facts that our young people should know, that we have experience with torture and why torture doesn't work and how we have condemned torture.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.